to have an informer in the Ritz who would be able to report on their activities. It had set about the task by first obtaining the hotel's staff list. This had been done by hacking into the Ritz computer system. No one at the hotel's senior management level appeared to be a likely prospect. Junior staff did not have the overall accessibility to guests for the task required. But Henri Paul's responsibility for security meant every area of the Ritz was open to him. His passkey could access a guest's safe deposit box. There would be no questions asked if he wanted a copy of a person's hotel bill, no raised eyebrows if he asked to see the hotel's telephone log to obtain details of calls made by arms dealers and their contacts. He could know which woman a dealer had discreetly hired for a contact. As chauffeur to VIPs, Paul would be in a good position to overhear their conversations, witness their behavior, see where they went, whom they met. The next stage had been to create a psychological profile of Paul. Over several weeks, information on his background had been unearthed by one of the resident Katzas in Paris. Using a number of covers, including an insurance company employee and a telephone salesman, the Katza had learned that Paul was a bachelor in no permanent relationship, lived in a low-rent apartment, and drove a black Mini but liked fast cars and racing the motorcycle.